Take us out of the ball game. Let's get out of the park. Don't feed us peanuts and Cracker Jack. Not until Hartford is back in the black.
That was resident Anne Gushdigian. She was one of many who spoke, some in favor, some opposed.
My name is Carol Tillman Parrish. I was born and raised in Hartford, and I'm a voter. You're doing this for people to come in from the suburbs. Why do we have to keep paying for people to come in from the suburbs? They use our place. It's like we're the toilet bowl. They come in, do their thing, and we don't even have the money to pay for the toilet paper to clean up after them.
Good evening. My name is Tina Troskis. I was born and raised on Anusello Street. I faced the but-ugly building for the last 40 years. We can't criticize everything and hope that somebody else is going to do something. I praise the mayor for having taken this endeavor in his hand. So I support the stadium and any redevelopment in that area because it's better than what's going on there now.
My name is Alicia Barrows. I'm a Hartford Northeast resident, mother of two boys, ages 16 and 5, right there. I believe that this is a great opportunity for the children of the Little League community to be able to be in close proximity toward a physical manifestation of something they dream of. Hartford needs a boost, and I think this is a valiant effort to kickstart any potential efforts already in play. I support this effort, and am happy to be spending my money and entertaining my family right here in Hartford.
My name is Jamil Raglan. I live on the corner of Main and Nelson Street, right in the North End. And as I look at the development that's being proposed here right now, I wonder, where is the space for my neighbors at? I'm sure that the baseball stadium comes to fruition, it will be beautiful and it will attract everyone that they say is going to attract. But if I go there, will I see anyone that I know? Will my son see his friends there? Will our community be represented in this new neighborhood?
Hello, I'm Alan Looper. I've been a city resident for the past 12 years. We have a major opportunity here that the city will help bolster private investment and public investment for the future that works better, including the spark, as they say, which is this stadium, which will lead to the grocery store, which will lead to a connection of our neighborhoods.
Alan, you're nearing your time.
My name is Larry Williams. I'm a Hartford resident. I came out because I was concerned, first of all, about what's in it for me. I've seen a lot of developers come into Hartford, make a lot of promises about jobs and how it's going to change the city, and we get stuck with the bill. I don't want to get stuck with the bill. The Rock Cast or whoever wants to come and use that stadium can't make any money. They're going to leave it. I can't leave Hartford. Nobody wants to buy my house. Thank you.
There's a lot of time left before this goes to a vote before the city council, and a lot of voices have yet to be heard. But I bet there's one voice you'd like to hear to the finish.
So let's give the boot to the Rock Cats. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, we're out of the old ball game.
Thank you.
Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.